From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven nations. Speaking to the National Sheriff's Association at the White House Tuesday, the president did not predict the outcome of the hearing, but he acknowledged that it could end up in the Supreme Court. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the nation's Supreme Court building in Kabul has killed at least 19 people and wounded about 40. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Russia will host a regional conference on the Afghanistan conflict later this month. Participants are expected to discuss efforts to settle the conflict and to prevent Islamic State terrorists from getting a foothold in the nation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday Afghanistan has been formally invited to the mid-February talks and that senior officials from China, Iran, India, and Pakistan also will be in attendance. Lavrov made the statement in Moscow after talks with visiting Afghan counterpart Salahuddin Rabbani, saying most of the countries already have confirmed their participation. Five mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack. Suspicion quickly fell on militant group Al-Shabaab, which has vowed to disrupt Wednesday's parliamentary vote to choose the nation's president. The incumbent president, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, is seeking re-election against more than 20 candidates. This is VOA News.